Unit 6. New Media.
新媒体
Lesson 1. A Cell Phone World.
手机世界
2. Reading. TWD. Texting while driving.
Read the passage and do the exercises.
It was a loving text message exchange not initially intended for public consumption. I love you, Miss Brochu.Matthew Fortin typed to his girlfriend, Emmy, from her car, she texted him back. I love you too, and I will do all I can to make you happy, she wrote. Fortin replied with a smiley face and a string of X's meant to signify kisses. It's not clear whether Brochu saw that sweet message before her car slammed into the back of a truck.But Fortan's subsequent texts show he quickly grew worried by her lack of reply. A few hours later, he tried again to no avail. Is everything going well, my love? I'm a bit worried. He was right to be. Brochu, a 20-year-old, was dead. Police finally deemed texting the cause of Brochu's fatal crash. Soon after,Fortin posted the couple's heartbreaking final exchange on Facebook in a bid to drive awareness of what has become an increasingly deadly habit across North America. The irony of her last message breaks my heart into a million pieces, Fortin wrote in a posting that had 100,000 followers. 2 years later, distraction...caused by texting, smartphones, and other forces that draw drivers' attention off the road, is becoming the leading cause of crashes and deaths in many areas across Canada and the United States. Texting is the most deadly of distractions. Drivers who read or write text messages while operating vehicles are 23 times more likely to be in a crash than non-distracted drivers. In the U.S., texting while driving annually causes 1.6 million accidents and 330,000 injuries. Surprisingly, 11 teenagers die every day while texting in the car, according to the Institute for Highway Safety. I hope that each time you look at your cell phone while you're driving, you think of Emmy, Fortin wrote in his Facebook message. At what point can a text message or an email become more urgent than life?At what moment are the activities on your phone more important than the people who love you? 3. Listening. A phone at a funeral. Listen to and read the passage and then fill in the blanks.
An English woman told me that she had been in church at the funeral of her husband's aunt when she heard a phone ringing somewhere.Naturally, she frowned and started shooting silent glares around the chairs. Who could be so foolish as not to turn off their phone before entering a funeral? The ringing stopped and then started again. By now, even the priest had stopped his speech. Suddenly, she was seized by a growing panic as she realized that her handbag was vibrating.She opened the flap and realized in the same moment as other people that she was the one to blame. She snatched the phone with shaking hands, but as she had only bought it the week before, she had no idea how to turn it off. With 500 pairs of eyes fixed upon her, she fumbled with the buttons in vain. With each second, her husband grew violently tense at her side.Finally, he grabbed the phone from her hands, dropped it on the floor, and stamped on it. Silence was restored to the ceremony.
4. Listening. Living as usual without a cell phone. Listen to and read the conversation. Choose the best answer to each question.
Small world, really. By the way, what's your phone number?
Sorry, I don't own a cell phone.
Are you kidding me?
No, I mean what I said. I never have a cell phone.
But how come you live and work without a cell phone? With respect, I think you seem like...
An alien or a creature from Mars, right?
Well, you know, in this world you can hardly survive without communication and information.
You are not, I'm afraid, old enough to remember the time before cell phones. I can tell you that, back in the 1990s in New York, the guy in the bar with the celly would be laughed at as a self-important clown.
But we're not living in the last century.
The truth is, not having a cell phone all these years has afforded me many pleasures.
Anyway, I can call anyone I know at any time. Isn't that a great convenience?
Well, it isn't. Do the math. How many numbers have you stored in your phone? 100 or more? Well, they're the people for whom your phone is a great convenience. They know that they can call you wherever you are. Even if you don't pick up, they have asserted their presence as a part of your day.
Then what if you need real convenience?
Leave a message on my machine or email me, and I'll get back to you when I feel like it. And if I desperately need to speak to someone when I'm away from home or office, I'll either use a payphone or borrow someone else's cell phone to make the call. Now that's convenience. Lesson 2. A WeChat World.
微信世界。
2. Reading. WeChat is taking over the country.
Read the passage and do the exercises.
Earlier this year, Tencent, the company that owns WeChat, reported that 4-year-old WeChat now has 549 million monthly active users, MAUs. At the end of last year, the company had 500 million, meaning its user base had jumped up 9.8% in a matter of months. Facebook Messenger, by comparison, has 600 million MAUs around the world, but isn't available in China. Why is WeChat crushing it? Here is a smart explanation for WeChat's success in China. WeChat isn't like any Western messaging app. At first, it's not just a messaging platform. Instead, WeChat contains 10 million third-party apps. Nearly any organization or company can make an app, known as an official account, on WeChat. Media companies, banks, brands, and startups all have their own accounts. Individuals with accounts can access APIs for features like direct messaging, voice messaging, payments, and location. Once you're inside WeChat's app, you can hail a cab, manage your credit card bills, check the news, and more, all from within the main app. It's this app-within-an-app functionality that has led WeChat to find success. WeChat is almost like a browser, with each individual official account acting like a web page. In addition, 1 in 5 WeChat users use WeChat's payment feature. Users upload their basic information or credit card number and can buy products or services from any official account in WeChat's app. WeChat's innovations, particularly its mobile-first app-within-an-app model, make other messaging platforms like Facebook Messenger seem rather primitive in comparison. 4. Listening. Beware of bad effects of WeChat. Listen to and read a passage on bad effects of WeChat. Complete the answers to the following questions.
WeChat is becoming increasingly popular among Chinese people. It said that WeChat, a mobile social network application, had 700 million MAUs, 70 million of whom were outside China in 2015. Compared with other social media apps, WeChat has developed and expanded at an amazing speed in China, strengthening its position in the market and becoming part of people's everyday life. WeChat can be installed in many cell phone systems. It is applicable to a great number of languages, enabling people abroad, too, to access it. The app provides many constantly updated functions and services to users. The app's social function, Pengyuquan, provides a wide platform for users to communicate with friends and relatives. For instance, users can share their feelings through photographs. Most importantly, the app is free of charge. Given its varied features, which include better protection of privacy in its relatively restricted cyberspace, WeChat is sure to maintain its growing popularity. But we should be warned about a negative development. A huge number of people are becoming WeChat-aholics, that is, spending too much time on the app every day. People glued to their phone screens, either texting or sending voicemails, is a common sight on the streets as well as public transport vehicles. In short, we should avoid using social networks in ways that may harm our normal life and work.